This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 1 and 2, covering wisdom's warning cry, listen to her and dwell secure, the Lord gives wisdom, the benefits of wisdom, and deliverance from the wicked woman. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise. For he is to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be.
Sanctified us in the true faith.
Oh, God.
sanctified us in the true faith.
A reading from Ezekiel chapter 34. The word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, even to the shepherds, thus says the Lord God, Ah, shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding yourselves, should not shepherds feed the sheep? You eat the fat, you clothe yourselves with the wool, you slaughter the fat ones, but you do not feed the sheep. The weak you have not strengthened, the sick you have not healed, the injured you have not bound up, the strayed you have not brought back, the lost you have not sought, and with force and harshness you have ruled them. So they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the wild beasts. My sheep were scattered. They wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. My sheep were scattered over all the face of the earth, with none to search or seek for them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my sheep have become a prey, and my sheep have become food for all the wild beasts, since there was no shepherd, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves, and have not fed my sheep. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand, and put a stop to their feeding the sheep. No longer shall the shepherds feed themselves. I will rescue my sheep from their mouths, that they may not be food for them. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. God's word for us this morning is taken from Ezekiel 34, where we read, even to the shepherds. That's God's word for us this morning. What comes to mind when you hear that word, shepherd and sheep? It's a familiar enough image. All kinds of things come to mind. I dare say it's almost a bit on the cliched side. After all, it adorns our churches. We even have some of those great Christian hymns. I just want to be a sheep. Ba, 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 ba. And the image goes on and on. And as I look out today, I see a bunch of under-shepherds. Even I looked down at myself, I see an under-shepherd. And even more, when I look out at the seminary community, I see a bunch of aspiring under-shepherds. And rather than this being a wonderful, perhaps oftentimes cliched image, suddenly this image gets a little bit more serious, especially as we just heard this reading from Ezekiel. Even to the shepherds, even to the under-shepherds. Being an under-shepherd is a huge responsibility. The language of seeking, gathering. After all, while this may be a wonderful liturgical vestment, when we put it on a new pastor, it's a yoke, it's a burden, and it's one that can be overwhelming. And Ezekiel 34 doesn't make it easy, because while it's a noble work, it's fraught with pitfalls. And the pitfall is very simple. Lamb vindaloo tastes amazing. I have too many Midwesterners here. You don't understand. Lamb vindaloo, Indian food, tastes great. The problem with being a shepherd is it's awfully tempting to devour the sheep, because that's the temptation that Ezekiel goes after. While God gives us great gifts, it's so easy to turn it into our selfish gain. I still remember when I was training to be a hospital chaplain years ago, one of my colleagues had the following approach to every pastoral care encounter. He would ask of every situation, what is the rich payoff here? Okay, he's a bit cynical. And that's not exactly in the small catechism when it comes to how one should examine oneself before confession. But he had a point. Think of all the wonderful gifts we've been given here. A chance to have a good theological conversation. Our wonderful liturgy. Our wonderful conversations. But how often do those turn into a means for selfish gain? Let me show you how properly pious I am. I can bow deeper than you. I can show off my piety. Oh, let me prove that I'm superior to you on this argument. Let me blast you to pieces in my latest internet post. Let me show you that my congregation can be superior to yours. Let me show you this. Let me show you that. And in the process, we completely forget about our sheep, and we turn everything into ourselves. No less than C.S. Lewis said it so well in his Apologist's Evening Prayer, where he writes, "From all my lame defeats and oh much more, from all the victories that I seem to score, from cleverness shout forth on thy behalf, at which while angels weep, the audience laugh, from all my proofs of thy divinity, thou wouldst give no sign, deliver me. Thoughts are but coins, let me not trust instead of thee, their thin worn images of thy head. For all my thoughts, even from my thoughts of thee, O thou fair silence, fall and set me free. Lord, of the narrow gate and of the narrow eye, take from me all my trumpery, lest I die." It's so easy to fall into those traps. And Ezekiel only gives us one word to those traps. It's that word called woe. He doesn't condemn us. It's worse than that. He says we're already dead. And Ezekiel, that Ezekiel, left us on a lousy note. The good news is, Ezekiel didn't stop with verse 10. For Ezekiel goes on with that wonderful word in Hebrew called ki. Verse 11, "For thus says the Lord." And even more so, we read in Ezekiel 34, verses 22 to 23, the following. Ezekiel writes, "I will rescue my flock, and they shall no longer be prey, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. And I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them, and he shall feed them and be my shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. And I, the Lord, the Lord, have spoken." Yes, you will blow it under shepherds, aspiring under shepherds. Oh, yes, you will devour the sheep. Our egos get in the way. But don't forget that the means of grace you are called to give to your people also are the means of grace that God continues to give to you. Ezekiel doesn't end with a woe. Ezekiel ends with the promise of Jesus, the one shepherd, my servant David. For Jesus is the one who is the good shepherd. Jesus, my servant David, has died for you. Jesus forgives. Jesus continually cares for his church. And yes, David, yes, Jesus, the good shepherd, could even use under shepherds like you and me. Yeah, that image of shepherd takes so many forms. And yes, it has so many different images. And when you look at it as an under-shepherd or aspiring under-shepherd, if you're really honest, it's hard not to quake in your boots. And yes, you will fail. yet still Jesus loves you. And yes, you will repent of your sin, and you'll again hear those words of forgiveness. I forgive you. I have called you by name. I am the good shepherd. I know you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus, you are the good shepherd, without whom nothing is secure. Rescue and preserve us, that we may not be lost forever, but follow you, rejoicing in the way that leads to eternal life. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty and everlasting God, you desire not the death of a sinner, but that all would repent and live. Hear our prayers for those outside the church. Take away their iniquity and turn them from their false gods to you, the one true God. Gather them into your holy church to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, Almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power,
let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.
Amen.